Retrouvons l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
Hello and welcome at the start of another blazing week.
Avec Véronica.
In my family, on days such as these, we would walk about with strips of cucumber skins on our foreheads. Instant cooling effect and source of much mirth. Humour is what we need at the moment. Lots of it. I was going through my phone trying to delete some of the 45,000 photos I have, and I came across my COVID file. My goodness, humour was rife on both sides of the channel. Those images of the Mona Lisa getting increasingly fuller in the face, with a hint of a beard even, and Michelangelo's David looking very porky around the middle. Humour played a great part in getting us through that terrible time for so many, although, oddly, calming and carefree for others. One day, those memes will be part of the great archive of our times. Another different kind of archive is a new book by an anthropologist major at the LSE who comes from a baking family, researching all the arrondissements of Paris, starting with the 20th and working his way backwards anti-clockwise. Inevitably, given Paris's history steeped in blood, there's a lot of meat saignant en route. La vie vegan is still far from becoming the capital's mainstay. The author basically cooks one dish from each area. In the 20th, it's brains. 19th, kebabs. And one which made me perk up, did you know that the Aveyronnais came to Paris to sell their coal, offered some wine on the side, and then stayed to open a couple of cafes? I say a couple of cafes. What I really mean is the Café Flore and Les Deux Magots. Plus, of course, their yummy aligot, which is that creamed mashed potato mixed with cheese. But we mustn't forget the Bretons, because they brought les crêpes. The author's odyssey even takes him to a swingers club in a hammam. Don't ask. He's Chris Mullen, and his book is called Movable Feasts, which translates not very well into French as fête mobile, but it's really feasting on the move. Talking of which, I did just that on a yummy rice pudding brûlé Turkish style in London's Carnaby Street, just before witnessing a theatrical first in the new Jamie Lloyd production of Evita. He's the new trendy director. Petite Rachel Ziegler, star of Spielberg's West Side Story, is the current Evita, and she steps out onto the balcony above the entrance of the famed Palladium Theatre, where it's playing, and sings her apologia, Don't Cry For Me, Argentina, to the crowds outside. Less descamisados, more tourists, and one passionate theatre-goer, a blind friend of mine who wanted to experience the atmosphere. Having attended the show in the theatre, wanted to know what the street scene felt like. The security staff were great, the crowds parted for us like the Red Sea to let us through, and in Evita's words, we had to let it happen, and he had a great time. So now, to this week in the jazz, we have some lovely music on Thursday. A violin piano recital of a programme inspired by Austrian writer Stefan Zweig, who wrote Die Welt von gestern. The concert's called Le Monde d'hier, All Our Yesterdays. In his heyday, he was the most widely translated writer in the world. The packed programme includes Beethoven, Schubert, Oscar Nedbal, Mahler, Strauss, Kreisler. David Levi on piano with a frequent collab, Texan violinist Sharman Plesner, who lives down the road in Montpellier. And they'll be performing at an arts fair in the Immaculate Conception School in Lector Cloister at 7:30. That's Rue Saint-Gervais. And don't forget, Terre Opéra finishes its summer season with its sixth night at the opera at the Church of Terre on the 22nd at 8 o'clock. I'll remind you next time. Otherwise, if food is what you prefer, there's the Bal des Pompiers at Florence on Thursday and the Marché Gourmand at the Rosière in Bérac on Thursday as well. And finally, not to forget the last concert, which is part of the Nuit d'Armagnac en Chemin, is on Friday. You're spoiled for choice, really.
Retrouvez Véronica en podcast pour l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
À la prochaine.
www.dfm930.com